Welcome to Thursday. My levels are peaking out a little bit. I'm going to drop it just a tad. Not that much. That might be better. Welcome to Thursday. Like I said, this is Xenophobe and Riff, and Riff and Xenophobe.
Hello, hello.
Everybody's doing all right on their Thursday night. Come and listen to us. Send in some questions, by the way. We don't have many tonight. I didn't system message as early as I should have because Riff and I are out eating cow.
I was eating chicken.
Yeah, I guess he was eating chicken, but...
It might have been cow.
Yeah. You can hardly tell it nowadays.
Yeah.
That, you know, the meat, different color doesn't mean a damn thing.
Some kind of genetic cow-chicken crossbreed. Yeah.
Some sort of chicken cow.
Yeah.
I think there was a Wesley Willis song called Chicken Cow. I should play it during the break.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if you can pick, like, any two or three random words and there would be a Wesley Willis song called that.
Yeah. Especially if it had to do with buses or cursing or schizophrenia.
Superheroes of some sort.
Ah, Wesley Willis. You will be missed, I think. Oh, so what's all been going on? We put in the quick skills today.
Everyone
seems
to like that.
People seem to love the shit out of that. I imagine they're going to make me go and do the use multiple thing, which I'll get around to one of these years. I don't know. I like it the way it is. That's just something that happened. Decided, we're going to do something cool. Spent a few days developing it, and then put it in, and it was good. Oh, I guess we can start reading some questions now. We're still waiting for the kingdom to come back up from rollover.
All right.
As a quick reminder or what it's announcement or something, what happened this afternoon when the servers were down? Is that the server guys out in downtown Phoenix were putting in our new web servers, www6-8. And when they did that, they bungled the power. They put too many web servers on one strip, and they blew their circuit. So 5-4 commented that our co-op guys don't know what they're doing, but I think they're doing an okay job. You know. But it's nice when our servers aren't dead and... people can't log into the game, because that makes us sad. Because we can't enjoy the fruits of our labor, and you all can't enjoy the fruits of our labor. And you can't wear Fruit of the Loom, because it just wouldn't be right. I'm not sure that made any sense. We're all kind of subdued here today. The office has been kind of a quiet day. Mr. Skullhead getting married, everybody's out of town. Riff and I have to hold down the fort.
Yep, keep it from floating away.
Yeah, which is a big problem in the desert.
Dust storms and things are just generally lighter. I mean, there's less gravity in the desert.
Yeah, I mean, they're just rife with obsidian. You're planning to steal obsidian. Moose and Squirrel. I love Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rocket J. Squirrel. Oh, Gleeb says, shouldn't the cranberry potion be better on the feast, like last twice as long or something? Maybe. I don't remember what it does. Do we even have a cranberry potion?
I don't think there is a cranberry potion anymore.
Yeah. I did like the potion of chalky equality, because the equality just needed to be chalky for some reason. I don't know. Cranberries do taste like chalk.
Yeah.
I don't really eat them that much. They're okay in booze, but I don't drink anymore, so meh. Cranberries can crawl in a hole and die, as far as I'm concerned. Let's see. Di Vernon says, the Tam O'Shanter should make the message occasionally end with, "Con!"
I think we were going to do that at one point.
Yeah, I think I just sort of dropped the ball on it. Yeah. I had to be careful not to top out the levels when I screamed that.
You should make a note of that. Do that sometime.
Yeah. Damn it, my stickies are still gone. This sucks. I forgot to fix that. Let's see. Di Vernon also says, in the quest log, the tavern quest is called, "Ooh, I think I smell a rat." And the boss bat quest is, "Ooh, I think I smell a bat." This is quite lame. Change, maybe? I think it's kind of funny.
It's almost so goddamn same, like the same quest.
Because rats and bats are almost so goddamn same, like the same name.
Yeah. They're almost the same, like the same animal.
Yeah, except for one flies.
Yep.
And one has a tail that's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen a rat in real life. I've never lived in a big city long enough to see one.
I've run into, like, mice.
Yeah, like, out in the country, you get field mice in the house sometimes, and then your cat will just, like, eviscerate them, because that's what cats are for.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen, like, a full-size rat, like, in the wild. I mean,
I'll have to go to New York City sometime.
Pet-type rats.
But go stab me a rat and give it to a hobo.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Shish kebab.
Yeah. Be better than the $5 that he wants, anyway, for the change.
Oh, I mean, he's just going to go spend it on a rat anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
cut out the middleman.
Yeah. All those damn rat purveyors making money off hobos.
That's right.
Yeah. Damn shame. Capitalism. What are you going to do? Millennium says, hey, guys, what do you think of buff bots? I think not much of them. Back whenever I was not on staff and just another one of you kids, which isn't the saying, say that I'm not. Well, maybe I'm not. I'm not sure yet. But back whenever I was just a player, I was one of the first people to start developing a buff bot. Mine was based on three accounts tied together via a Perl script, and it was consumed the better part of my summer session back in college that one year that I stayed at school over the summer. It helped keep me sane. I didn't really enjoy computer engineering 213 that much. So, and theater, which was quite possibly the hardest class I ever took because it was 4 weeks. It was like a 3 hour a week class crammed into 4 weeks.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so there were papers and we had to go see live performances with this really effeminate dude, which wasn't so bad.
There's always a few of those in any random theater class.
Yeah. I saw Little Shop of Horrors for the first time because of that, and I feel enriched because of that.
Yeah.
It was a live performance. It was really good. They had a good plant person. I forgot the name of the plant was.
Audrey,
yeah. Audrey 2, rather.
Yeah.
They had a really good, I guess they just, like, they have theater companies that rent those things to people. I don't know, but just like it was really well done. It was just this little college performance outside under a tent, and
excellent.
And the whole stage was visible except for the like one side. It was like a three side stage, so it was really well done. They did a really good job.
That's cool. That's a good show.
Yeah, forgot what else I saw. Oh, I saw Route 66 by some weird Route 66 Preservation Society. It was a local thing that rolled through town. Watched it in a tiny converted church. No AC. It was horrible. So was the play. it wasn't really a play so much as a live documentary.
Huh.
And there was a lot of singing and dancing numbers, and I'm not that big on song and dance.
Yeah.
I mean, it works some places. Like I had no problem with it in Little Shop of Horrors. There's no way to say that right. That doesn't make it sound like a whore. But, you know. I don't know. You know. You don't know. Someone else says, that's quite a few people. Why are jewelry pliers untradeable? Because they're a science-specific benefit. We don't want people...
We don't want you plying your trade.
Yeah. Well, if it bothers you that much, you can buy a pair, ascend, and then go softcore and pull them. And then use them whenever the fuck you want. Of course, that assumes... I don't think you can get ring settings otherwise. Well, no. Do they sell ring settings in the mall? I knew they did whenever the people found Canadia early on before testing. They stole some ring settings.
You probably can.
I'm going to look in the mall. Yep, there are ring settings aplenty.
Of course, rather than pulling the pliers and the ring setting, you'd be better off just pulling the ring.
Yeah. That makes sense. Or your bacon stone bracelet.
Yeah.
Which is something useful to have in hardcore. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is Meat Paste one of the biggest meat sinks in the game? If so, did you mean it to be, or is it just a happy coincidence? Meat Paste isn't a sink at all. The total amount of meat doesn't change. It's just our tools for tracking that, track changes in meat total, not necessarily meat that's been sunk. So one of the biggest numbers on that page is the creation of meat pastes. Mm-hmm. But of course, the selling of meat paste is...
Once the paste is used, it's sunk.
Yeah, I should probably rewrite the logic that uses. Mm-hmm. I know Jick's been on my ass about it, saying that it doesn't really mean anything. I think it means something. Let's see, I'm going to find out who won the raffle today, because I'm sure everyone wants to know. Hey, Darian Lar won the raffle.
No shit.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Darian Lar.
Go Dar.
Yeah. Oh, the Quiet Bear is up for grabs. I wonder if or whoever buys it is going to try to sell it on eBay.
God.
I don't want to get into that. The way I feel about that isn't nice. And I shouldn't say anything, because people might mistake my ranting for policy. Yeah. That's never a good idea to let me make policy. I think people who have known me more than a year can definitely attest to that. Someone else also says, is the pack rat really plus item drops? I thought someone disproved it. Can we have some hints towards some of the undiscovered signs, please? It's been over a year.
Well, didn't the guy, Sir Nightcrawler or Wormhole, isn't he one of the guys that won one of the box the other day?
I don't remember. It was those like three Sir won. Yeah. So, you know.
Let me look at his clan here.
I mean, I suppose you could find that. I think the wiki would have a list of all the people who won.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Interesting. Maybe he's just the lucky son of a bitch.
That's pretty wild, yeah.
Yeah. I'm still amazed that Darian Lar won the Gorge. She's going to log into a very happy treat.
Maybe Krovax will convince her to let him smash it.
Yeah. That'd be really funny. I know what's going to happen, and that makes me smile.
Yeah.
But as far as signs go, we're not going to say, because we enjoy watching you guys squirm. At least I do. I don't know about Riff.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, the NPCR, the spooky crazy boys. Those made you guys squirm, and I enjoyed it a lot. And the trophy, or the log trophy. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be a third prize for the raffle? Probably not. The second prize was put in at the last minute by Jick's request. I was just going to have it be one prize.
Yeah. There will probably be at some point a third second prize.
Yeah. We've got one that's coded. We just didn't want to put it in yet because it's kind of non-thematically aligned.
Yeah.
Doesn't really make any sense in the thematic context.
We have to come up with some way to explain it.
Or we could just not explain it. I'm perfectly comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm reasonably fine with that, too.
But others, Jake and them hot stuff, seem to desire a narrative justification and everything. And I think that's, while it's an admirable goal, it shouldn't impede progress as much as we let it sometimes. Well, sometimes it's good to just sort of explain away things that we don't want to deal with.
Man.
That's a two-edged sword. I'm going to put on another system message.
I want a three-edged sword.
That'd be kind of, would be like a triangular prism on a hilt.
Yeah, kind of.
You could just like spin it around really fast and blind your enemies with rainbows. It'd be like like on SuperDickory.com, Superman's new power, and he gets rainbows out of his hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I really wish the guy who runs that site would scan the entire comics in.
Yeah.
Assuming he has them. I'm guessing. I don't know where he got those scans, but I'd like to read some of those comics that go along with those.
Some of those are pretty amazing.
Yeah. I'm going to continue typing my system message. You want to answer a question?
Sure. La 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 la. That's where you were. It's not a very good question. How come Warira says, how come playing a heavy metal thunder guitar without a pick doesn't cause the effect bloody hand? The message states that your fingers bleed. Because they don't bleed enough. They don't bleed as much as you get from stabbing yourself in the palm with a seal tooth.
Yeah, they'd be bloody fingers, not bloody hands.
It's all a question of volume.
Volume, volume, volume. Location, right. Location, location. That's also true.
Yes, indeed.
ACDR says, does resting at your campground get rid of the sleepy effect? Eventually. You spend enough terms, it will.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the true in real life, too. If you don't sleep enough, you still have that sleepy effect, and it makes you want to, like, kill people and not get out of bed.
Sleep? Yeah.
Sometimes kill people, sometimes sleep. Depends on if you can sleep more. Palladium says, if you have dual-fisted skull smashing, you can dual-wield cerebral crossbows, but you cannot wield a cerebral crossbow in a one-handed melee weapon. Is that an oversight or by design? That is by design. If you were able to dual wield a ranged weapon and a melee weapon, the code would have small fits of anger.
Plus, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. If you're far away enough to shoot a guy with your crossbow, you're not going to be able to hit him with your sword.
Yeah, so it's that way for a reason. We do it because we love you.
Yep. Also because you touch yourself at night.
Yes. Let's see here. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, I heard that Not Galactic was based on a real person. Who is it?" It is somebody that Jick knows, and I have no idea who it is because I've never met him.
Yeah, I've never met him either.
Yeah, so a lot of the early NPCs are based on off of real people. I don't know that Susie was, but
Susie, I don't know if the person was based off of anybody, but the name is of from one of Jick's childhood dogs. To the guy who just messaged me, even if I had Radio Free Regalia to give away, I would not give it out to people who randomly message me in chat. Thank you.
Yeah, this isn't a contest. We do not give away free shit, except for all the content that we give away to everyone. That's free shit. But not free items to one person, because they're like, "I want a rare. Give me some rares. Yes. I'm a beggar." T. Sarduki says, "What percentage of the Ascended player base is in each Zodiac sign?" I could find out.
Yeah, go have a look at that. That's kind of interesting. And I'll see if I find another question here while you're doing that.
All right. The lag is making the database go slow. It's going to be a minute. Waterboot says, "With the coming of the Raffle House, the question has been asked by some of my friends, and I is this one: what will the penguins do with the meat? Swim in it? No, they'll probably cut it up into coins and then fill a vault full of it, and then swim in it."
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because that's what I would do if I had a lot of meat,
or like put it in socks and hit people with it.
Yeah. Typing the query.
Or maybe they're cornering the meat paste market.
No, that might be it. Let's see here. I'm running the query right now. Lucaverse says, "Here's an idea. Class-specific paths where you can only use bank skills of the class you're in. It will provide class distinction as quickly disappearing among scores of permanent skills. Leaderboard clutter is an issue. Class path boards." The leaderboard clutter is mostly the reason why we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't need... every path we add adds, how many different... leaderboards.
Four.
Yeah, it's like four new leaderboards. So that's like 24 new leaderboards we'd be adding, and not really inclined to do that.
Yeah, me either. I got the results from the query. I'm going to run it through OpenOffice Calc, which is the open source version of Excel, to make it easier for me to think. I mean, answer them. So, I'm writing a thing to do a thing. Let's see here. Waterboo says, "Why in mall searches for things like Gretna's Lair of Hate does it not work if you have a grave accent E in the search? Will this be fixed?" Or I guess it's an acute accent E. The reason why it's that way is because in the database it's stored as the HTML escape code for that, which is ampersand E acute semicolon. So it's kind of unnecessary for us to have to do that when you can just search for Nez and get the same thing, because that's just a lot easier. Let's see, 100 times B1 divided by E1, fill down for great justice.
Redpod asks, "When the Nairi Sorceress gets bumped back to 15, will you make skills for levels 16 and so on?" No. It's 15 is as far as we're going to go, both in skills and in how far back the Sorceress goes. Although there will probably be some skills gettable through other routes, such as your guild and some other quests and stuff. I mean, like guild quests rather than the standard gettable through your guild skills.
Yeah, I like the idea of quests or quests giving skill rewards.
Yeah,
I think that's just kind of nice. That's why I'm talking about the eBay auction that I don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Tiny Plastic Knives asking for a way to put items from one place to another. We've put in all of the ways to transfer items that we care to. That works exactly the way we want. We're not going to make any more. The only thing that we might do, the only thing, and this is a big if, is that we might make you, or give you the ability to stock your store from Hank's. That's completely harmless, and I would not be disinclined to put that in. I see no reason not to.
Do not even bother asking for ways to put things into Hank's, because it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
That is a very firm rule.
All right, okay, I've got the results now. I just need to figure out the names, because I've got numbers. All right, so as far as the signs go, according to the database right now for all the people who are in a run and have a sign, 14.1% are mongoose, 8.5% are wallaby, 9.82% are the vole, 9.63% are the platypus, 12.68% are the opossum, 12.65% are the marmot, 6.3% the clear loser is the wombat, which is sort of interesting.
No love for the wombat.
Yeah. 9.41% are the blender, which I don't like that name because it's not a furry animal.
Well, that's kind of the joke.
Yeah. And the clear winner, 16.67% are the pack rat, whose benefit would seem obvious.
Yep.
So, them is your stats. I hope you choke. Tiny Plastic Nice says, regarding my last message, but if you are not in Ronin and Hardcore, it should say, Ang, who says Hank Wagns, what you're giving. Not all N's have to be prefixed with G's in gnome speak. It's just some are, some aren't. Even the same words in different sentences aren't sometimes. It's just, you know, dialectical differences. Depends on the inflection of speech, their target, well, you know, what they had for breakfast, the phase of the moon, whether or not they're standing on one leg,
you
know, the fact that they don't have necks or torsos, that sort of thing.
Whoa, I just
thought
of something.
I think where you're going with that. I was just thinking
beards. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Wow, giant gnomes. And that's not what you're thinking, but that's just...
No, but that is an interesting side effect.
Cyan220 says, what effect takes precedence, half-assed drool or falling down drunk? Both are basically adventures in your mind, so which is more powerful? Currently, it's falling down drunk that takes precedence, because that's the penalty sort of thing. That's, you know, if you don't watch your drinking, you lose control of your actions. Whereas in a hallucination, you, I don't know, but in the way the game works, falling down drunk takes precedence.
Takes precedence over just about everything.
Yeah.
Except, does it still not take precedence over teleportitis?
Yeah, you could still get into fights with teleportitis, which people keep reporting as a bug, and I just keep saying, look, it's so minor, and the places that you get to adventure are random and shitty zones that for your level that it's not that big of a deal. Goldblack says, man, I love the interface upgrade. Thanks, guys. No problem. Random interface upgrade games are fun. Let's see here. Kornokay says, regarding the item selection drop-down menu, such as the closet and the mall store, why is the quantity box before the item box rather than after? Seems like it would make more sense to select an item, see how many you have, and then select how many... gets cut off. I don't think he continues. Assuming it's how many you want. It's just that way because, I don't know. I'm not really sure. Just because all the other interfaces are like that, so we keep it consistent. Yeah, that's a good reason, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. Woo!
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Lovely. Gleep says, could mod warnings bannings be affected by jazz hands? No, they are not. Only your normal text is affected by jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Quasi Stoic says, would it be possible to get a link to the alternate radio server as well as a link to the radio schedule on the radio KOL page? All the links to the radio servers are on the radio page, and the radio schedule, I don't know where that is, so someone would have to tell me.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I'm trying to find a question. Pasta Golem says, hey, Reverb Crew. Hey, Pasta Golem. Double thanks for the new advice. But my question is about the outfit updates. Did you give a new effect to every outfit, or are there some that haven't changed? Things that had an effect before the edition, they weren't changed.
Yeah.
I don't know, we changed one thing, but it's very minor. But, like the clockwork apparatus still gives you the cool fumble things, the Inspector Gadget stuff.
Yeah, but just the stuff that didn't do anything before now does something.
Like things, even things that let you in the new zones, they also have a sort of a tertiary effect or a secondary effect or something. I'm not sure which word applies there. Bahu says, why don't the adventures change into harem when you have the disguise on? Because you're not wearing the perfume.
Yep. Or maybe... maybe it only works on the king because he's incredibly nearsighted.
Yeah, that's probably it. You can't see the glasses that he's wearing in the picture. He has to play by sense of smell.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't wear his glasses because he thinks they make him look like a dork.
Yeah. But I heard he could play a mean pinball.
Huh. What are the possibilities?
Yeah. He plays by sense of smell.
There is I have no idea why I was doing this, but a while ago I was reading through the archive of this website that had all technical details and reviews of, like, all the pinball machines that were ever made.
Huh.
And they did a Twilight Zone pinball machine that... One of the balls in the circulation was ceramic. So whenever this one ball happened to fire out because of multi-ball or whatever, it would fuck you up because not only was it lighter than a normal ball, but it wasn't affected by any of the magnets that were in the board.
That's awesome. Man, I miss old pinball machines.
Yeah.
If I had a mind and an inkling, I'd totally buy one for the office. They're probably really expensive, though.
Yeah, all the ones I was looking at that were in decent quality were at least a grand.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to read Dr. McNinja for like 2 days.
Oh, damn. Man.
I had to rebuild my computer from my parts.
Oh, right.
And I lost all my bookmarks. I backed everything else up, but I guess I forgot my bookmarks. So... We can see the continued adventures of the man with the organic jetpack. So insane. Kagan says, do I send questions through KMO or chat? Through chat. You did it right. XYM says, if the number for a particular stat goes below the base value, shouldn't it read red, not blue? I don't know. I don't know, red is kind of harsh, though. Makes your eyes bleed, because it's the color of blood.
It does kind of alert you that something's wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to run that by...
That's not a bad idea.
We'll have to run that by people who might care.
Yeah.
Emanoman 176 says, ETA on familiars retaining kills over ascensions? Real soon now, maybe. That's, I don't give ETAs, because ETAs mean I have to... have things done by a certain point.
Yeah.
That's not fun. Jimmy Buffett says, why are we unable to reorder the shelves on our display cases? Because they're screwed to the wall.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it took you hours to get that level. Why do you want to go fuck with it?
Yeah, I mean, if you... It's just like regular shelves. If you want to rearrange your shelves, you got to take all the stuff off of it and put them back on the shelf you want them on. That's how shelves work, man.
Yeah. You just can't take it off and put it elsewhere. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, what do you think this is? Some kind of fantasy universe where magic is possible?
Yeah, really. I mean, where did you grow up?
Yeah, gosh.
Lunawolves, man, says, hey, Riffins, you know, what do you guys think about having a skill item where sometimes you critically hit, cause the monster to drop an item in combat? We were talking about steel a while back.
Yeah, the idea of a steel skill came up on the forums, and we've been kind of poking at it aimlessly.
Aimlessly. Going to wander aimlessly.
So, yeah, could happen someday.
Yeah.
You never know.
Kagan says, why do the three highest level skills for the Steel Club or Possum Mancer and Sorcerers all seem to work together while the Disco Bandit's highest level skill is all alone? Because Disco Bandits have always been sort of a loner class.
Yeah.
They've never really wanted to work with anyone. Don't need no stinking help. No stinking badges.
That's right. They're loners, man. They're lone wolves.
In a pack of one.
That's right.
I love mystery men. Isn't that on your Netflix queue?
I believe so, yeah.
You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can't remember if you had or not.
I have, actually, they might be on the shelf over there, a bunch of the Flaming Carrot comics that the Mystery Men evolved out of.
Huh. I'll have to go page through them. Jedi Knight Moon 902005 says, what was with the fixing the mall when I saw no changes at the mall? Where were there changes? But whenever I was pushing out quick skills today, I did something that made the mall forget what item names were.
Oops.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure how it happened, but I fixed it somehow. I'm not quite sure how I fixed it either. But it started working, and I was happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, it made me happy that it started working without me having to actually think through the problem. Yeah. But that was just, when things happen in the mall, people notice because people like the shit out of the mall. Because if it breaks, it's just like,
oh my god, the sky is falling.
Yeah. Then all the chickens come out and you have to watch them drown in the rain.
The Gunrun asks what is on the surface a silly question, but he says, I think KOL should be ported onto a next-gen console, but they're coming out with Opera for the DS.
Oh, yeah.
So when that happens, we ought to look into what it'll take to make it work well.
Yeah, maybe we can convince Jick to buy us each copies.
Yeah. You know. I've been thinking about getting the new DS Lite. I mean, I kind of don't want to because I've got this awesome friggin' plastic Gundam armor on my regular DS, but they're coming out with the DS Lites, and in Europe they've got black ones.
Ooh, hot.
So for like, I think it was like 70 extra bucks, I could import one. shiny black Nintendo DS.
I would say do that if they don't have a black one in the U.S.
It's one of those things where maybe eventually it'll happen, but God only knows when that'll be.
Yeah, they don't know.
I do not answer radio questions sent to me to my private messages.
Nor do I, so I think it's probably the same guy.
Yeah, I barely even read chat when I'm on the radio, because if I do that, I get distracted.
Yeah. These radio shows are tough, people. We have to use every ounce of our concentration.
Which, that isn't a hell of a lot.
Yeah,
so.
Between us, it's not, no. Yeah. So, yeah. Sir Linguini a lot says, are any intermediate dry noodle dishes being blended that are better than harder to make than current ones, but not quite as good as reagent dishes? I'm not sure that I understand what he's saying. I don't think that we're planning any more noodle crafting.
When they get back, I'm going to start an argument with Jick and or Hot Stuff about the possibility of making the lo mains not require the MSG and the wok.
Yeah.
Because I think they're totally not worth that much expense and trouble.
Yeah.
And if they did not have that, then they'd be pretty good medium strength food.
Yeah, I think that would slightly placate the people who are pretty angry about the chow mein nerf.
So don't take that as a promise, people. But I will bring it up for discussion.
Yeah, I would see no problem with that because they're low mains, not high mains. Apparently, chow means medium in KOL Chinese.
Possibly.
Yeah.
KOL Chinese.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Faceless Schmuck says, do you worry that the nerfs and the level changes might detour new or casual players because it's harder to get established? I don't think that it made a big deal or that it was a huge deal to new or, you know. I really can't say. I don't really know how new players play the game because I'm not a new player.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to see up here in this ivory tower. If I may be so bold, which I want to do occasionally. I'm going to refresh my messages. Oh, we got a couple more. That's good. Sir Linguini Lot says, Muscle Sign has the Zapruder quest. Any quests in the works on the Mysticality and Moxie signs? Nothing that I'm aware of. I mean, they're just sort of standalone. You can go play in the Thunderdome.
We were thinking of eventually having quests for all those areas, but we had so much trouble balancing the areas against each other in the first place that doing that is going to cause a lot of ruckus. But it seems like something we'll probably eventually get around to.
Yeah. Gleeb says, what are your favorite Super Mario games? Let's see, what's my favorite? I like me some Mario Kart.
I like the Paper Mario series.
Paper Mario was
and
pretty
good. The Mario and Luigi Game Boy series.
Yeah. The Mario and Luigi Game Boy series have the hardest working sprite artists in the industry.
Yeah, definitely. First one had some excellent, like, comic timing in it too.
Yeah.
There were some really hilarious moments.
I think they were pushing it a little bit with the partners in time though.
Yeah, it wasn't quite as funny, I didn't think.
Yeah.
But it was still really good.
Yeah.
I generally prefer the RPG style ones because I hate platform jumping games with a passion.
This is the man who bought Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I bought it just because it was getting such good reviews, and I was like, well, maybe this time it won't be so bad. And I play it in like 5-minute intervals, punctuated by loud cursing.
Yeah. I just it has too much physics for me. Like, you can't stop on a dime.
Yeah, the way he slides drives me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the want for realistic physics, but not a platformer.
Yeah.
There was actually a really good Flash platformer that was just a jumping puzzle game that had realistic physics.
Hmm.
It was just sort of a demonstration of the physics, but it was pretty decent. And then there was that jumper game. It was in General Asymmetry for a while. You ever play that? It was like 2 years ago.
So, yeah.
It was just like this incredibly hard jumping puzzle game where you had one life.
God.
And you had the ability to double jump, and occasionally you could like extend your double jumps by picking up power ups. And thing was filled with things that could just fry you. I beat it, but it was after maybe 200 tries.
Man, I'd look at it and try it once and then be like, goodbye.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to send my blood pressure through the roof for this. Let me tell you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hell has floating platforms in it.
And that's where the demons sit?
Yes.
Sergeant Sword says, hey, Dino and Riff, wondering if we will get any new leaderboards along with the NS13 bump. Will the Ascension leaderboards reset or? when we do NS13, we will probably archive and reset the leaderboards because the current leaderboards will have little to no meaning. Because it will have been for basically a different game. And, well, I don't really want to say if there will be more leaderboards or not because that's kind of a spoily. There might be.
Maybe yes. Maybe no.
That was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sergeant Short also says, I was wondering, on average, how many tickets are bought, or in total are bought at the Raffle House? I don't really want to say, because it's, makes people nervous. Oh, Mellow Cork says, how many times have you guys been bricked? I got bricked once when I was a kid. It was more me stepping on a brick and stubbing my toe, though.
Ooh, that sucks.
Yeah. Also, one time when I was a kid, I got hit in the air with a 3-wood. And it made my ears ring for like a day.
I bet.
Yeah, it was not fun.
Is that why your hearing's messed up?
No, my hearing's messed up because of the way I was born.
Mm.
I think.
Like with a now. 3-wood in your ear?
Yeah. It was tough getting that out. They had to put tubes in. Wow. Let's see. Your Sawyer Romalvo says, could the grayed out skills in our skills page equipment quick skill menu be put at the bottom of the list? I like them the way they are.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
I mean, like, your browser, I'm assuming you're using Firefox because that's the only browser that I know that actually does the graying out. Your browser will not allow you to select things that are grayed out, so you can just move your mouse and get to where you need to go without having to worry about selecting something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's goofy.
Slink says, how about an outfit that changes your item slots? For example, an octopus suit that gave you 3 total offhand slots, but you couldn't wear pants. Feasible?
Not feasible.
No.
Sorry.
Interesting, but I don't think we could do it.
I have traveled too long and robbed too many minivans on the highway to hear you speak of Jenny that way. Prepare to die! Yo, what?
Because it's where all the hoes are at. Dr. McNinja is so awesome.
The jetpack drawing is so incredible. It's been clinically proven that anyone who has never gotten cancer is not named the gift shop guy. You don't want cancer, do you?
What? No, anyone who has
gotten cancer has not named the gift
shop guy. Okay, but also, everyone who has never gotten cancer has not named the gift shop guy.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm going to go for the not naming the gift shop guy and thereby never getting cancer.
Yeah, so that sounds good to me.
Yep.
Riffy's just going to smoke cigarettes instead.
Yeah.
Cancer. Well, let's see here.
Primavera Angel Hair comments on guy that won the raffle on 2 of his characters, and apparently the guy that won today was the same guy again. Technically, as long as all of his characters are using their own meat and he doesn't like give the prizes all to one central main character or anything like that, there's technically nothing wrong with one person winning more than once on more than one character. But rest assured that the great fiery eye is watching him carefully, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know, he seems like pretty cool. He's apparently, I haven't been paying close attention, but apparently has either or is planning to run a contest to give away the extra buck you got.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, he just...
Don't judge the dude too harshly.
Yeah. I can guarantee you that the selection process is completely random.
Yeah.
There is no... If you... The only advantage you get, you will get from running your tickets on multis is that you might, if you won a first of one prize, you would be again eligible for another prize if you used multis.
Yeah.
But then again, you have to have some pretty damn fucking good luck.
Yeah, like this guy apparently does.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're playing with random numbers, strange things happen sometimes.
Yeah. Like, whenever we put in the Gru Egg Omelet, and it ended up in the
fucking... Oh, that was hilarious!
Fucking Chase Mute that day. I would curse my ass off crossing the street. I mean, wait, that's not quite it. Just like... Cause it was in the collection leaderboards, because I had 3 or 4 of them to test them.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Vanny wants to know when we get to kick Penguin butt. Well, I mean, the Penguins have apparently gone legit.
Yeah, they must be true.
They've got a license for their operation from the council. Maybe they just learned their lesson last time, you know?
Yeah. That could just be operating. I mean, they seem to be making a hell of a lot of meat this way.
Yep.
At least in this economy. I mean, but back when Black Sunday was around, you know, or after post Black Sunday, the economy was different. Bernini says, when are the PvP changes coming? Real soon now. That's my default answer for I have no fucking idea.
Someday over the PvP. Yeah. Walking on clouds and flipping off rainbows. Let's see. Moy Manuel, what are the chances of getting a readout of liver stomach levels similar to the inhibitory, and how do you type with boxing gloves on?
It's personal! Poor Homestar Runner, not coming as an update in like a month.
I know, but I'm worried.
Yeah, I'm worried that they got killed in a freak baking accident or something. Because, you know, making those tiny breads.
The Heat wants to know, if I could be a tree, what tree would I be? Pass.
I'd be a money tree.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it could be any tree. Assuming we're not limited to imaginary trees.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Wasn't there, like, a Kilgore Trout book about a tree that grew, money on its branches, and people would come and fight over it and kill each other and provide fertilizer for the tree?
Oh, that sounds pretty cool. That'd be a cool tree life. You know, you have fertilizer and blood.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to grow big and strong and red. You know, what makes the grass grow? Blood. Blood. I imagine that makes trees grow as well. Ah, college.
Ricky Kiki Taco asks, what's going to happen with the disturbing fanfics? Something will happen. Before very long. We're not going to give you details, though. We definitely have a plan.
Yeah. And there will be a man and a plan and a canal.
And a canal.
Panama.
The Mighty Tango suggests a Hypnotoad familiar. That's not a bad idea.
Obey the Hypnotoad.
That was a funny episode.
Yeah. Orange Ring says, can I have the Radio Free Regalia? No. You are hereby banned from having the Radio Free Regalia. Die in rotten hell.
Can you set that flag on his character that if he should ever get it?
Yeah, I have a chat command that does it.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Kettering Dave says, any plans to enable the mirror shard in the offhand for the Sorceress's Tower? Put it in your weapon slot!
Yeah, I mean, if you have it offhand, you just run the risk of forgetting that it's there and going into the Sorceress fight with a useless offhand weapon.
Yeah. Besides, how are you going to reflect something with your offhand? Your offhand's all gimpy.
Man.
At least mine is. I can't do anything useful with my offhand.
Mine's, I don't know. I actually do better on some things with my left hand than with my right.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of starting to play Guitar Hero in left-handed mode.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, actually. I'm not sure if it would help, but...
Yeah.
I can actually, like, lift my ring finger up.
Yeah, I've got a lot more flexibility in the right hand to do the fret keys with than... Because, I mean, right now it's like you're doing all the complicated stuff with your left hand and the left hand or the right hand. But I'm just going to stop talking now until I learn my left from right.
And he's sitting here just like waving his hands in the air. He hasn't figured out how to do the L and the back.
I do it.
I still do it.
Yep. When I was like in grade school, I had a wart on the middle finger on my right hand, so I could instantly tell which was which by just feeling both middle fingers with my thumbs and seeing where the wart was.
And then you got frozen off and you couldn't tell how to get to the store.
Yeah, it eventually went away and now I can't do it anymore. I had a crutch and that crutch was taken away.
And now you can't walk.
Yeah.
I hate crutches.
I also had a wart on the knuckle of my...
Your knuckle? The knuckle of your knuckle?
The knuckle of my index finger on my right hand, but in a different period of time. And that was funny because I'm from Morgantown, West Virginia, and if you stick the middle finger up and your thumb out, you get basically a map of West Virginia. And the wart was right where my hometown was.
Oh, man, that's like that Pete and Pete episode where older Pete finds a road map in his teacher's varicose veins.
I didn't
and
see
when
that.
And then when they put a new road in, a new vein appears on her way.
Oh, I'm going to Netflix and seeing if they have the...
Oh, yeah, that definitely. I'm going to have to definitely...
That was the
acquire.
Best show ever.
Yeah. Let's play some music. I need a balls.
Okay.
Or some sort of fruit-based caffeine
Here
beverage.
Here goes Zeno in control. Oh. Women love his snuff and his gallant stroll.
What?
The balls made me think of George Washington having two balls, or having four balls, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. He's got 27 balls.
I heard that motherfucker has got, like, 30 goddamn dicks. Yeah, these things are funnier when I don't stumble over them.
Yeah, I think most things are like that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. I'll play some Wesley Willis because I know everyone loves the shit out of them some Wesley Willis. Some precursors. And one more thing. Let's find something fun to play. And some randomized stuff. That's 10 minutes.
Sweet.
That'll
bring
us over the gap. So here is a random assortment of music from yours truly to you all. Have fun.
Birdman caught me on his property. He saw me trespassing his real estate. He reached in his pocket for a pistol. He came after me and pistol whipped my behind. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman beat me to a pulp. He gave me a yell down warhead right. He told me that he was going to kill me if I don't get off his real estate. He gave me 5 minutes to get in my Bronco and hit the rookie road. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. At 10 o'clock p.m., I drove my Bronco back to Birdman's real estate. I jumped over his fence at the dark. I picked up a brick and shot at Birdman's window pane. Birdman sighted me doing it and reached for his pistol. Suddenly, I jumped back in my Bronco and took off like O.J. Simpson. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my Rock over London, rock over Chicago, Heinz, it's America's favorite ketchup.
And we're back. Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
Now everyone knows where the used text for the brick came from. Good old Wesley Willis. Henry the Dragon says, what is up with all the strange new and kind of creepy updates? Kind of creepy?
Creepy?
but...
Huh?
Well, I'm not creepy. I'm made of sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, he's like unicorns and lollipops, man. Yeah.
It's like a butterfly in the sky.
Yeah.
I can fly twice as high.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're going to...
I can't follow that.
No. Good. I'm just, sometimes we feel like doing shit.
Yeah.
And then we do shit. Sometimes we don't feel like doing shit, so we don't do shit.
Yep. Sometimes we don't feel like doing it, but we do it anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes we just drink an entire bottle of Kale Pectate and don't shit for like a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are not good weeks.
Lord Scristy says, how soon will WWW 6 through 8 be up? Do we have an estimate? Well, they've started installing them for that, which caused some electrical problems, which caused the thing to be out for a little while today. So it's it shouldn't be long. Couple of days or so, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't really want to promise anything. Basically, what has to happen is we have to rest our DNS away from the greedy, horrible hands of network solutions, which could take for goddamn ever.
Yeah.
I don't know how bureaucratic those people are. I would assume. Quite a bit to a lot bureaucratic.
Yeah.
And then we have to start running our own DNS servers, and then it takes 48 hours for the DNS records to propagate throughout the entire world, which is pretty good turnover for the entire world.
Yeah. Would have taken a lot longer if it was still all, like, Morse code.
Yeah, really.
Man, I tell you, the like, Morse code version of KOL was so lame.
Yeah. You had to know Morse code. It really sucked.
Yeah.
But I would say not sometime in the near future. All right, let's see. Reverend Newlison says, hey, guys, how do you draw a dragon? I like to see your skills of an artist.
Hey, do a couple of S shapes. And
yeah, insert the entire email here.
Yeah, big beefy arms.
Sort of fast forward. But pretend like it was really funny. And
yeah,
we did
yeah.
a really good impression. Yeah, that was so
sorry. That was awesome. Okay, yeah.
Let's continue. Jigsaw 666 says, what is the Feast of Boris? The Feast of Boris is a KOL holiday that is meant to closely resemble real-life Thanksgiving. There are monsters that will come and assault you and drop their things for you.
Yes.
Like most monsters, except that you only see them today.
Smell of Harmonica. Smell of Harmonica. That's a great name.
Sounds like spit, I bet.
Yeah. How could you introduce a throwable brick without making any references to Crazy Cat? You know, I have no excuse. I really don't know how I managed that. I may have to write one and have, Zeno cram it in there posthumously.
Yeah. I was not exposed to any Crazy Cats. I'm assuming it's a cartoon.
It's a classic newspaper comic from like the very earliest days of newspaper comics.
Mm. Where there are lots of bricks.
Well, the main theme is of this this mouse that throws bricks at this cat's head, and the cat is in love with the mouse. Mm. It's kind of weird actually, but it's a great thing. If you're into antique-style comic strips.
Yeah. Count says, any chance you guys can point us in the right direction as to what the Wallaby sign does? Yeah, sure. East.
North by northwest.
Yeah.
South by north up.
Yeah. Whenever I was coding the observatory, I was going to put in a feature that told you which direction you were looking at. And then if you managed to point your telescope east by southeast, it would ask you if you wanted Parmesan.
Nice.
Yeah. Too bad Riff and I are the only people who will ever get that.
Yeah, probably nobody in the audience is going to catch that one.
All right, Twaz Brillig, I'm really getting sick of you asking me the same question in PM over and over and over. Stop it! Or I will smack you about the head and neck.
He will, too.
Yeah. I'm not going to answer your question because you've asked it too many times to too many people.
I need to refresh the messages.
Gino Star says, will the ghost of the English language ever be summoned to destroy the valley beyond the Orc Chasm? I don't think anyone wants that to be destroyed. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's not spelled very well, but it's, you know, it's kind of nice sometimes.
Oh, here's something that came up with somebody I was chatting with the other day. He was wondering why, since Count Bakula appears in the misspelled cemetery, why is his name spelled correctly? And the answer to that is it's not. We swapped the two A's.
Yeah.
So it looks the same, but it's not actually correct. It's just really subtle.
That's pretty funny. Let's see here. GP Herder asks, we get heal restore items on the items quickly. It seems like most people want that to be more.
Yeah, well, I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, I figured people would say that. I'll work on it at some point. I don't feel like working on it right now. I've spent the last couple of days with my head, neck, and arms mired deeply into that code, and I don't really want to look at it right now. So maybe in a couple of days I will get a bug up my ass, and I will fish that bug out and apply it to the code. It probably won't smell nearly as good after that, though. Let's see. Tree Rat Zero says, what's the quick way to level up if you're level 8? Fight Yetis.
Yeah, you could probably do Yetis around that time.
Yeah, that's when they unlock. So
yeah.
If and you got the skills, you can battle them, and then the Yeti Minions. I'm sure that's going to make up transcribing a lot of fun. Sorry, Zaman.
The things in the Menagerie level 3 are also good if you're not quite up to Yeti strength yet, I believe.
Let's see here. Bruno Vera Angel Hair points out, because a disco bandit don't need anything but his crossbow and his trunk. Word, motherfucker.
Damn right.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about disco bandits.
I can dig it.
Blinko Rex the Third says, is there a smithing update on the way? Yes, there is.
Yeah, progress on that kind of got held up by the wedding.
Yeah.
It's been kind of slow going around here, which is fine.
That's probably what we'll be working on between them getting back and us all going to Comic-Con.
Well, that and the July item of the month.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the priority.
When are they getting back in time for
us to do
that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Jake is coming back the Monday or Tuesday before
the
first.
Good.
So, yeah, they timed it out. That's why Jake left so early.
Oh, so that way be back in time? I gotcha.
Mm-hmm, so we could churn out an item of the month. I can almost guarantee you that it won't be nearly as good as the Badger.
No, nothing is ever going to be as awesome as the Badger again.
Probably not.
I mean, the chances are low, yeah.
Yeah, and just sort of a one-time thing where we just sort of, you know, expended our expenditure of expenditures.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid saying shot the wad. So it kind of makes me... Geostar says, will the accordion thieves get a combat skill better than Moxious Manure? Probably not. They are buff class and will forever remain a buff class.
Yep.
They enjoy the benefits of being able to sneak into other guild stores, so they have their perks that aren't, you know, entirely buff related.
Twas Brillig asks, why do we use numbers when sending messages and gifts, etc.? Why is a username not enough? It is. I mean, you can type a username into any of those fields, and it'll send it to whoever it is.
It's just easier on the code side of things to use the number.
Yeah, when you use a name after you've done that, it will replace the name with the number.
Because it requires less thinking if you're sending multiple messages to the same person.
Yeah, but if you don't feel like looking up the number, you can just use the name.
Yeah, just be sure you spell it right, you know?
Yeah.
I will reflash my messages. Oh, yeah. Okay, we got a couple more. Primavera Angel's Hair says, when can we use something from the south of the border to make Spanish Maine?
So, maybe with the Spanish flies as an ingredient.
Yeah.
That's the protein. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't want Flymane. J-Man22 says, did you ever play Super Mario and the Seven Stars for the SNES? I did, and I enjoyed it. It was, I think, ahead of its time.
Yeah, I didn't play through all of it, but I believe I played some of it at least.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking of the right one.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Enter the Wumpus says, will the Asymmetric website ever be updated? I don't know. I kind of like for it to point to the right link to the game.
Yeah.
The fact that it has the URL wrong for the game is kind of sad. But I don't have access to that code, so... I think eventually we're going to move asymmetric.net into the setup that we have here once we get our DNS servers running.
The, that, I don't know if this has been announced on the radio or not, but I did a for those of you who are familiar with the online and trading card thing, Perplex City, I designed a puzzle card for them for Season 2, and assuming it makes the cut, we will probably eventually be setting up like a cross-promotional thing with them where we'll post a new Perplex City card before it gets officially released so that people can, you know, serve to expose our users to Perplex City and to expose Perplex City players to the kingdom. And yeah. I think the asymmetric site is probably where we would put that.
Yeah. Probably not on the front page of the kingdom.
We'd probably do like a system message or update announcement that pointed to.
Yeah.
But
cross promotions are good in my book.
Yeah.
They're a little bit kind of advertisey, but you know, they're not banner ads. They're not.
Yeah.
And Perplex City is a pretty cool project. I wish we would have thought of it first.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Although I'm they've got millions in venture capital. I don't think we could possibly afforded to do it upright the way they are.
Yeah, and they really are doing it right.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job. I mean, I've only seen bits and pieces of it, but I can already tell that they've run a pretty good ship.
Primavera Angel Hair comments on the old Blizzard game, Lost Vikings.
Oh, I love
that. That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite SNES games.
Yeah.
I mean, even the sequel. You know, sequels
was
usually
good
aren't
too.
That great.
Yeah, yeah.
But the sequel was good too. I mean, it added new characters and the puzzles were intelligently designed and difficult. And
yep. I still have that on a. I have like a older Game Boy version of it on a ROM on a flash cart here somewhere. That I don't think
I'm gonna
find
that goddamn flash card.
Yeah, I think it's. I'm pretty sure it's in my Game Boy wallet thingy.
Yeah. I played it on completely legal hardware and controller. Actually, I wouldn't mind owning an actual Lost Vikings card. I wonder how much one would be. Well, if there's only some sort of website where you can try and find things to buy that other people were selling, where people might be selling from our game. Wait, I wasn't going to say anything about it. I'm sorry. Lost Vikings.
Well, you're looking for that. Evang asks, who is your favorite KWE wrestler? I think I favor Chorizo, actually.
Yeah, I think my favorite is probably Poison Oak.
Yeah, I generally go for Poison Oak if Chori isn't fighting. Although, actually, I generally go for nobody because I completely forget to make any bets until it's too late.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. We could buy Lost Vikings for $15.
Not bad.
But I don't have an SNES here, so...
Yeah, that makes it more complicated.
Yeah. It's too bad, what's the Bookmans? Is that the one that's by
Yeah.
It's too bad they sell old video game consoles, but they never have any SNESs in stock.
Hmm.
I would totally just pick one up one day if I could, but they never have one. Cat, what are you doing? Are you gonna tearing shit up, Cat? Yeah, you're a tearing shit up, Cat.
Canada Joe 101 asks if we listen to progressive rock, and if so, do any of us know of Dream Theater? I had a Dream Theater tape way back in the day, but that was sort of before I realized what sort of music I really prefer, that being industrial and techno.
Yeah.
But so no, I don't really listen to any of them before, but they were okay.
Let's see here. Oh. trying to find a good question. Here's one. Di Vernon asks, Zeno, what is your preferred programming type? Object-oriented or procedural? Depends on what I'm coding. I like me some reusable code, so occasionally I will bust out the object-oriented stuff. The Kingdom is all procedural, almost completely. There's a little bit of OO, but it's not anything... like it doesn't use any of the actual PHP object-oriented stuff. It's just a lot more efficient for us to do procedural because... the way, because it's an interpreted language, and we don't have to, if using includes in particular, using includes is a very, very bad idea in our setup because it just, the disk loading just, or the hard drive activity just slows everything right the fuck down. And having to parse multiple scripts is not fun, so.
The cat is biting and eating large chunks out of this cardboard box.
Yeah, the cat likes the box. If it were a female cat, I would say it's a lesbian cat. But, you know, since it's a male cat, I'd say he's pretty normal.
Crazy.
At least he isn't, like, destroying chairs and furniture. I'd gladly sacrifice some cardboard to
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Evang says, your singing scares me. Well, you know, I'm sorry. But the singing is really nice.
No, I'm
are
scared.
Are you scared yet?
Yeah.
I'm really scared. I don't know about Evang is scared. He probably is.
Johnny Extreme suggests, in regards to the lack of Homestar Runner updates, that it's possible that Missy had a kid.
Oh!
That would indeed stop the update train.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yep. Congratulations to them if that is indeed what happened. I wonder if they'll, like, tie it in with, like, Homestar and Marzipan having a kid. Wouldn't that be bizarro? Jeffy Duke also says, oh man, Pete and Pete rocks. Rock! Did you hear that all of the seasons are on DVD now? I saw season 1 and season 2 on DVD on Netflix. I don't remember how many seasons Pete and Pete ran.
Me either.
If it was more than that, let us know so I can look for them.
Yeah. Let's see here. Zyder says, are you ever going to do anything with the drops from the Cleaved Monster drops? Who says they don't do anything now? Andrew the Wumpus says, will we ever get the children's meal from the Archers? Maybe, if we decide to implement them.
Maybe.
We reserve the right to implement them at any time and
yes.
destabilize the rare market on those.
Like any other hacked rares in the game, we reserve the right to suddenly make them worthless at any given point in time. I did at one point write a series of tiny plastics specifically for the things, but I don't know if we're ever going to use those or not.
Yurik the Real Bad points out the father of the Homestar Runner team died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if that's truth or not, but...
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know much about the Homestar Runner guys.
No, me neither. That would also be a very valid reason for lack of updates.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they're keeping alive, I mean... No, they're losing money because they haven't updated in forever.
No.
J.R. Siebes says, I recently misspelled meat for monsters as meat for mobsters, and it made me smile a little, thinking of a penguin Bonnie and Clyde taking the meat and running. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Bahu says, is it just me or does Wesley Lewis sound like the dude with the organic jetpack? Huh. If you ever see a video of Wesley Lewis, you'll understand that he does not have an organic jetpack.
Yeah.
he is about the furthest thing from having an organic jetpack.
Yeah, no organic jetpack on that guy there.
Yeah. He is crazy, though.
Oh, yes. Grape Dove suggests adding a volcano to the mysterious island of mystery. There might someday be an island with a volcano. Won't be that one, but
that other volcano.
Yeah. there'll be other places. There'll be, you know, something secret.
Who is you says, is there a special code to ensure no clovers in the Hermitage around the Feast of Boars? Clovers are completely random. The vagaries of the RNG are the only things to blame.
Except Sneaky Pete's
Day. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sneaky Pete's
Day. We enforce the most St. Sneaky Pete's
Day. So there will be a Clover Day once every 96 days at least.
Yes.
So you can, you know, plan your
life. That's very comforting.
Yeah. Actually, no, but... Faster Than You says, hey guys, can you make it... for next time that the Morris Monster scale of difficulty of the area so that people are fighting above their level won't lose stats when encountering them?
Better
at fighting.
I mean, when you're fighting above your level, that's them's the risk you take. And yeah. And you know that it's Boris Day, so you know you're running that extra risk.
Yeah.
So it's up to you.
Let's see here.
TrueRat0 asks if there's any way to get your meat back if you've been scammed. Almost certainly not.
Yeah, your defense mechanism in that situation is to not get scammed.
Look in the documentation and look at what known scams are known to be used by scammers and
that are known, but known scammers are known to use exist known
exactly.
Yeah,
and keep a level head and watch out for yourself.
Yeah. Enter the one that says, "What special stuff can you do on the dev server?" Everything you could ever imagine.
Yep.
We can make French fries rain from the sky with ketchup.
We can make black white cards into pants.
Yes, we can. So that Kovacs can smash one. Slap on some pants.
Yeah, we can do just about. I mean, I can. If I decided to one day, I could design a new zone and design monsters and set them all up and throw them all in there without any assistance from anyone. And if I was willing to recycle old art,
yeah.
So
I mean, even then, we could probably set you up with an upload for the image server.
Yeah,
assuming that you can draw exactly like Jack.
Yeah,
I'm not sure that you can do that.
No, I could. Yeah, I could get it close, but he's got that certain je ne sais quoi that I don't think I could match.
But you can't say quoi.
Exactly.
Avang says, that Tofurky thing is the freakiest enemy in the game. Why do you want to give me nightmare? I think we're going to give you more than one.
Yeah, we wanted to give you lots of nightmares, man.
Yeah.
If you're only getting one, we did something wrong.
Yeah. Kane Alexia says, hey, Riffins, you know, how do you guys feel about the Metal Gear Solid movie announced a few weeks ago? I have not played Metal Gear Solid, so I don't know.
I did not hear of a movie, no. That kind of sounds, well, I don't know. It's one of those, gee, that could be pretty cool if I trusted anyone to do it cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Moth says, Clockwork should give you that certain je ne sais quoi.
No. That's awful, Moth.
Yeah. That is an awful Moth. Moth off. Waffle House.
And so the Wampus asks if either of us played Monkey Island and how do we like it. Monkey Island is one of the awesomest adventure game series ever.
I've not played it, but I did enjoy the Adventures of Chad, the guy who was so into Super Monkey Ball that he decided to live in a ball.
Is that the first commercials?
No, I don't know if they were ever commercials or not. I only saw them on the internet. Internerd. But it's got him in a ball at a swim meet.
Hmm.
And all the other swimmers are, you know, just getting ready on the little podiums, and he's sitting there in a ball. he just jumps in and starts running on the ball in the water.
Oh, that's awesome.
He falls over a lot. It's funny because he falls over.
let's see. I had a question here and then I lost it. Oh, Active Villain asks, what exactly is the criterion for being the proud owner of a Mr. A? I've donated but don't have this mark in my profile. That only shows up, as far as I know, that only shows up when you're actually wearing a Mr. A.
Yeah, that's really old code.
Yeah. So, I mean, if... it's there in your profile while you are actually wearing a Mr. A at the time, and when you're not, it goes away.
Cosmo says, can we get a new pasta recipe with Yeti fur to make Yeti spaghetti?
Do.
We all know rhyming food tastes better, if you say so. Cypher says, how many of the cocktails in KOL are based off of real recipes? Very few.
Very few.
The gin and tonic, the Gibson, the martini. The salty dog is about right.
Yeah. The rest of them are pretty thin. I mean, the ones, even talking about the ones that have actually real names and not just ones we made up.
Yeah.
they still tend to be pretty thin. Like, there's a lot more that goes into a zombie than just rum and tangerine juice. Yeah.
There's a lot more that goes into a whiskey sour than whiskey and lemon.
Yeah.
You need super fine sugar and egg white. other stuff.
DVMA Prison asks, who's your favorite techno mixer slash DJ? Well, I wouldn't, I don't know that I've got a favorite DJ in particular, but I like, Velvet Acid Crisis, more, industrial. I don't know, of internet-based groups, I like the Kleptones a lot. They do the really good mashups.
And I don't really have an opinion on techno. I'm not well enough educated to be able to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really follow individual DJs much.
I like Compressor.
Compressor, yep.
And Compressor.
Antipode or Antipode says Pete and Pete went 3 seasons. I have to check that out.
Evan says, is there an Aunt Crimbo? No, Uncle Crimbo's divorced.
Yeah.
His drinking drove his wife away. I would say. All right, Twaz Brillig, you're getting muted. I'm getting tired of you messaging us every 4 messages. Sorry, kid, you lost. I'll reinstate your chat privileges if I remember.
Bye-bye. The man with the turtle asks, how many cats do we have here? Just the one, but it makes the noise of 100.
Yeah, he bitches whenever he doesn't get what he wants.
Yep.
So, luckily I'm a pretty sound sleeper, so I can ignore it a lot. Except when he jumps on my head and claws my skull. It's like, wake up!
I want in there!
Yeah.
Open the cookie jar!
I don't want a cat in my brain pan.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's not Galumpalicious. Gleeb says, screw a volcano. Mom, have fun there. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, talk about hot dog down a hallway. I want a sorority house on the island. The sorority house is, they don't actually have a house because the Kingdom of Loathing rules such domiciles to be houses of ill intent. Actually, in St. Louis, this is the way that works. They can't have sorority houses because they're classified as whorehouses.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Which is about right, generally speaking.
Yeah. On my campus, there are plenty. By plenty, I mean 4, and there are 20 frat houses, sororities. They had houses. But they ran them like fucking prisons.
Primavera Angel Hair reports that we have reason to believe Merrick might not be here for his shift as he's having net troubles.
All right. I do not see him. So worst comes to worst, I will just play some music until he comes back.
Or until somebody picks it up for him.
Yeah, I will send out a distress beacon. Because I like to do things after the show, but, you know, I'll take one for the team if need be. Show the radio people that I'm above board. Or on deck. Or on the poop deck.
Bahu says the quick skills pane isn't refreshing properly for him, meaning he has to keep manually refreshing it after combat.
It's... Maybe, it's really hard to debug those sorts of troubles.
Yeah.
Because
maybe you should send in some like more details of your browser and so forth to Zeno's K-mail or something.
Yeah, I can't really debug it from one line in Radio Bugbear.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that it doesn't work in Safari very well. I think I know how to fix that, actually. But... Flip says, Riff, how often do you wear a blank white cardigan pants around the asymmetric offices?
Never again.
Yeah, never again. Not after the incident.
Yeah, no. Ugh, paper cuts.
Yeah. let's see here. Enter the Wump says, back when Black Sunday happened, how much meat did Smurf give you when you used it without having any meat in your inventory?
It was something like 4 trillion, wasn't it?
Yeah, like 4 trillion minus 100. So.
It was a lot.
Yeah. More questions?
Sailor Bowser asks, is there any chance of Yeti furs being usable to craft stuff in a similar manner to the Trapsaur furs? Probably not. I mean, the functionality of that is that you get a Yeti fur and you use it to swap for one of the other three that you
and
want.
And it's completely free to do so. So.
So, I mean, we might eventually, but probably not. I think we're pretty well covered for skins. Although we are going to, I believe the smithing revamp adds some new skins that drop from various things. Some of them rather unexpected, and in some cases very disturbing.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're planning. So it's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Yeah, there will be monsters in their skivvies. I can guarantee you that. Skins and skivvies on the next Jerry Springer.
Dun, dun.
I don't think that's how Jerry Springer goes. Never watched Jerry Springer, so I don't know. Vicky says, speaking as a cat owner, is your cat the best cat in the world? I'd say he's better than average cat in the world.
Yeah, better than average.
He puts up with pretty much everything we do to him. Like, whenever we tie bags to his feet. tape his eyelids shut.
That was so. I'm gonna have to start leaving plastic shopping bags around on the floor just to see if that happens again.
See if he'll suffocate.
No, it was hilarious. He just got his head caught in the handle and couldn't free himself and didn't know how to deal with it. It was hilarious. And then
torturing cats.
Oh man,
because they torture you back.
Yeah, because I mean, all the noise that bastard cat makes late at night. When he does something stupid, I just point and laugh and laugh and laugh. That's how I get my revenge.
Yeah.
Although it backfired on me the other day. I made a note of when the sprinklers came on at night so that the next night I could go out there just before they came on to have a smoke, because the cat likes to go out in the backyard whenever anyone's out there. So I timed it with the intention that the cat would be out in the middle of the yard just as the sprinklers came on. But it turns out that there's a corner in the far, far corner of the yard that the sprinklers don't reach. And so he managed to just randomly, like, walk into that corner just before the sprinklers came on and just sat there and looked. And so not only did I not get the joy of watching the cat jump 6 feet in the air being drenched by sprinklers, I also had to walk across the yard through the sprinklers to collect the cat and bring him back inside.
Yeah.
That sucked.
The cat owned you.
Yeah, the cat totally owned me on that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a good cat, though. I mean, kind of a whiny bastard, but most cats are whiny bastards.
Yeah.
The Heat says, has Nintendo ever contacted you guys about the inexplicable door? No, and stop asking, because you're going to make
yeah.
them.
Don't draw attention to it.
Refreshed messages. And Sergney says, have either of you had LASIK eye surgery? My eyes were perfectly fine right out of the box, so to speak.
I do not have terrific eyes, but I figured I would wait until the first few people that had that surgery started to get into their, like, 60s and 70s so that we can judge the actual long-term effects of such surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem wearing glasses, so...
Yeah, I don't wear contacts or glasses, but considering that I spend most of my day in front of a computer, I don't think that's going to last. Bioderm says, has your cat ever killed a rodent? Nobody's killed a cricket, hasn't he?
I don't know.
Or some sort of insect.
He caught a fly, not, like, right at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah. He doesn't really... chase the bugs. He prefers to chase, like, brightly colored things.
We haven't really had any bugs worth speaking of here in the office yet.
There was that cricket that one day, but other than that...
Yeah.
I think if they would the bugs would have been coming into the house, they would have done it by now.
Yeah.
It's already beastly hot outside and probably not conducive to insect life.
Kiki the Blonde asks, what's the longest someone has played without ascending? NVX is nearly up to level 99.
Yeah. So
she has never ascended. I think she's the record holder at the moment for non-ascendingness.
Yeah. Vicky says, cat trick. Take a strip of cloth from a bathrobe or something, loop around their center, suck that it's lopsided. So make the cat think it's stuck. Results may vary. I occasionally wrap one of his little stringy toys around his midsection, and then he just starts running in circles.
The one I enjoyed when I was a little kid was putting a sock over the cat's head. That one's kind of mean, but it's pretty comical.
Yeah. We're running out of questions. We're also running out of time, which is good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bioderm asks, do you have AIDS? No, but you got AIDS. Yes, you have AIDS. I'm sorry to say it, but that you... Wait, that's not how it goes.
Yeah.
I don't want to play it either.
Wilhelm55 says, have you ever played the original Wolfenstein? I played Wolfenstein 3D. I don't think they ever did a Mac version of the original 2D Wolfenstein.
I never played the 2D Wolfenstein. I played the hell out of 3D Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Back when I was a kid, my friend Brandon had a computer that could play Wolfenstein, and I was at his house all the time.
One of my favorite moments was watching a friend of mine play it, and he's running around, like, clicking on all the portraits of Hitler on the walls to try and find the secret entrance, and going, is this the Hitler that opens?
I hate it when I can't find the Hitler that opened. Sig Heil indeed. Oh, man.
Damien15 says, I'm sure you've answered this question before. Yes, we have. Is there any chance of ever adding a new class? Nope. These are all the classes you're ever going to get.
Yeah, adding a new class would be hell on earth.
Yeah.
And will not happen.
Nope, not until we start doing a brand new game anyway, and
yeah. There
are going to be classes in that game, not in this one. Yeah. That's a long way off, though.
Stifer says, why the hell do so many people talk about RuneScape and KOL chat rooms? I don't know. RuneScape sucks.
Yeah.
It's for... No, more... numbskulls. With, numbskulls.
DVMA Prison asks if we're watching the World Cup and who do we want to win. We are not and have no opinion. Although I did find it pretty funny when I learned that America was beaten by Ghana. That was kind of funny.
I'm sure that made them feel really good.
Other than that, I have no interest in soccer other than watching like the occasional movie clip of some dude doing outrageous footwork tricks or something.
Yeah.
But that's more juggling interest than it is sports interest.
Yeah, my opinion is similar. I have no interest in the goings-on of sports.
Yeah.
The only thing that made me that I even saw regarding the World Cup was a small intro to one of the animes that I watched was like, we're trying to shore up ratings, and then they had all the characters watching the World Cup.
Yeah.
They're like, kill him, kill him! And that was kind of funny, but other than that, I've had no exposure to the World Cup, nor do I care about any sports.
Yep.
Yeah. Back whenever I was a frat boy, a lot of the guys in the frat house were into baseball, and they would constantly give me shit for being a nerd. And then they'd sit there and start quoting statistics and, you know, doing what-ifs and playing their fantasy football teams, and I point at them, and I make the face. and then they get all defensive, and they're like, shut up, that's not being a nerd. That's what men do.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I'm like, no. It's, you're a dork. I mean, like, it just boggles my mind how they can just, I don't know. You're a dork. Play on your computer. Mellowcork says, repeating my own answer query, will there ever be more Scrum in Italy? I'm just potions, as is, they're almost completely useless in hardcore. I would be okay with repeating the series of regular scrumptious reagent potions, craftable with scrumptious scrumdiddlyumptious solutions that just give more turns of the effect.
That's not a bad idea.
It could be like a double strength ekdbeh. Whatever, where Ecte de Bain is, the name of the potion. Good luck transcribing that, by the way.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent idea.
It gives you 10 or 20, depending on if you have the whatever skill, the level 12 skill for sorcerers.
And we may eventually throw in some potions for the fruit we didn't use, like the papaya and the cranberries. Yeah. But
get back the potion of power.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. We reserve the right to add stuff whenever we happen to think of it.
Yeah. I kind of see the point that the Scrum Diddly Umptious solutions are mostly useless, because most of the things you can craft them with are DB fruits, and yeah, basically it means you have to be an accordion thief to get any use out of that.
Yeah, in hardcore anyway.
Yeah. So
yeah, it is kind of a weird dynamic.
So I would be cool with just allowing that to, again, double the effectiveness of potions if you craft it with a Scrum Diddlyum Diddlyum Dum Dum Scrum Diddlyum Diddlyum Dum Dum just solution. That's just something I thought of right now. We haven't ran it by ye old Zach.
Speaking of Kiki the Blonde asks, what kind of boss is Jick? I don't think the word boss really applies.
Yeah.
Not in a standard sense, anyway. He's this guy who owns this company, and
we kind of hang around.
We kind of hang around, and he gives us money.
Yeah, he gives us money to hang around and occasionally contribute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lounge is trying to coerce Krovax 1234 to smash a hockey stick.
Which isn't his.
Yeah. Oh, Merrick is checking in. We have a regular handoff today. Yay!
Excellent.
We don't have to sit here and play music for a while.
Yay!
Not that I would mind, but you know.
Yeah.
The man with the turtle says, how about changing a class? Ascend! You can change your class to that.
That's what that is.
Clan Cook says, I have listened to you two a lot, and I must ask, are you sane? I'm insane in the membrane.
Yep.
And Riff is insane in the brain.
Yeah, I'm just insane in the brain. I don't go all the way out to the membrane.
Yeah. I would say that's, yeah. Because we both got no brain.
Yukon asks if we've ever played Chex Quest. I don't know what that is.
Is that like the quest in Czechoslovakia?
I was thinking maybe it was like a serial tie-in.
Yeah, that probably is.
Smell of Harmonica asks if I was talking about Wolf 3D or RTCW.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein. That's the
FDS. Oh, that's the newer one?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about Wolf 3D.
Kamon Hiren asks, will a class ever change, be replaced? Probably not. We like our classes. They're class-rific.
They're classy.
Yeah, they're class-tastic.
Class-tacular.
That's terrific. Yeah, then we got 10 minutes left.
Have you got 10 minutes of music?
Yeah.
We're kind of running thin here.
Yeah, let's see if there's any more questions, and then I can play the music that lets his hand off. Yeah, the questions are pretty much dried up. Let's see if there's some up here that I didn't answer. Trace Alicious asked, what is it about the Feast of Boris that makes cake begzors crawl out of their wormholes? Well, this is the only time that they're even useful.
Yeah.
So, people beg and then they get banned. It's fun to watch people get banned. DVMA Prezon says, I just got a spooky hockey mask in hardcore. Go me. Go you.
Rock on.
Surprised to see that you were resting, but
Suzika wants more girly clothing in the kingdom. We'll if we see somewhere where some would fit, we'll put it in there.
Mellowcork says, Chex Quest is the Doom mod given away as a promotion for Chex Cereal. You can find it free for download in some places. That's pretty funny.
That's kind of weird.
A Doom mod. I guess we can play some music. We're running out of good questions. Or questions and all. Let me find some stuff to play. Find some stuff to play.
Muy Manuel wants a WAP-compatible KOL. I don't know what that is.
It's a way in which you can load internet pages using a cell phone.
Mm.
We have enough trouble supporting IE and Firefox.
Yeah.
Like, it took me... and the cat is yelling, and I forgot what I was going to say. It's like, meow, meow. I'm going to go mock him after I get off the radio. Mocking is fun.
Mock. Mock my smock, and I'll clean your clock.
Wow, that was poetic, almost. Yeah. Let's see. I have a request for more Wesley Willis, so...
You asked for it.
Yeah. Oh. There's something from Wesley Willis. Good old Wesley Willis. We'll play some Ween. That puts us up to 7 minutes. And, let's see, I'm having trouble finding something to play. And some anime music that always makes everyone happy, except for the people who don't like anime music. So that's 11 minutes, so I think on that note we can see if there's one more question to ask, and then, well, reloading the messages. Ooh, TreeRat Zero says, do you guys think outside the box, or are you like me and think outside the circle? I think outside of the pentagram, personally.
I try and stay out of the parallelogram and those trapezoids.
Yeah, trapezoids are only going to make you doomed to failure.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. This has been Thursday. This has been 120 minutes of low-quality questions with Riff and Xenophobe. Good night, and good luck.
And Happy New Year.
Yes.